June is National Immigrant Heritage Month. WAMC spoke with Michelle Lopez, the executive director of the Berkshire Immigrant Center, about the most pressing issues facing immigrants this spring, from their disproportionate representation among essential workers to the impact of President Trump freezing naturalization processes.
I think there are kind of three things that we're really seeing come to light, especially now because of the pandemic, and that is the fact that there are so many essential workers who are immigrants, especially here in Berkshire County, in terms of the healthcare system, and also essential workers in food production at our restaurants, grocery stores, et cetera. They're providing health and sustenance to all of us here in Berkshire County. And unfortunately, a lot of people who work in tourism and hospitality have lost their jobs because of the closings of several cultural and art centers this summer. Second, definitely the suspension on immigration that the current administration has put into place, claiming it's for health safety, but it's creating a huge backlog in terms of people being able to be sworn in as new U.S. citizens and therefore taking longer to register to vote once they are sworn in. Luckily, we are seeing some people receiving dates for their swearing-in ceremonies, but unfortunately, people now have to travel all the way to Lowell or other faraway offices in order to do that instead of being sworn in here in Berkshire County at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Two of our swearing-in ceremonies have been canceled that were supposed to happen this spring.
I want to jump in here for a second, Michelle. On that first issue that you raised about essential workers in the Commonwealth who are immigrants, what kind of structures or supports can be put into place to give those folks the resources they need to get through these very challenging times?
Well, besides the emergency funds that have been put into place very generously by places like the Berkshire United Way, Berkshire Chicana Community Foundation, Williamstown Community Chest, providing organizations like the Berkshire Immigrant Center with grants to be able to give some funds to people to pay their rent and utility bills. Those who are still working or working at reduced hours really need to be able to have access to personal protective equipment. Luckily, we have great sewing circles going on in Berkshire County that are providing organizations and companies with masks, but there are other supplies that are, missing or that there aren't many of. So people who aren't in the hospitals but are, for instance, at grocery stores and other essential services having to reuse protective equipment that, you know, should be sanitized properly before another shift, just, you know, limited access to things like that. So as many people or companies that are making or have access to those types of equipment, hopefully they continue to donate or can produce them at a higher rate and give those out to those people who are in those essential service areas.
That second issue you raised of folks who are having their naturalization process put on hold during this time, what is the impact of that limbo on folks legally, on folks communally? Can you break that down for me?
Yeah. So luckily, those who are eligible for citizenship already have green cards. So, you know, they already have a Social Security number. They already have access to the IRS stimulus funds. They are able to apply for unemployment if they've been laid off. But what we're really worried about is them being able to register to vote in time for the elections in November. And again, although we are seeing some clients who are finally getting notices about their swearing-in ceremonies, they are moved to outside of Boston. Their loved ones can't attend those ceremonies with them. We're going to be able to hopefully provide them with transportation if they don't have them or find someone who can bring them to their ceremonies, because not everybody has access to go all the way 2.5 hours to Lowell. But the bigger the backlog and the longer it takes for people to get those oath ceremony dates, we don't know how big that backlog is and if people will be able to register to vote in time for November and hopefully bring about administration that cares about immigrants.
As far as the federal census, does that impact that count as well?
No, it doesn't, luckily, because the census is for everybody. Everybody should be filling out the census. It does not matter what their immigration status is. And it's unfortunate that the census has been put on hold in terms of the deadline to fill out the census. I believe it's now pushed to October. So, you know, it's a little farther than we'd wish from people's minds right now, but we are still campaigning and hoping that people will fill out the census as soon as possible, even though the deadline has been pushed to October.
I know you identified three issues you're looking at this June. What is that third issue affecting immigrants here in Berkshire County in 2020?
So the third issue is the backlog of all of the other types of applications that people are hoping to submit to U.S. Citizen Immigration Services because all of those offices are at limited capacity or shut down. Also, the consulates abroad, where people have their interviews in order to be eligible and approved to join their family members here in the United States, all of those have been postponed. So that's creating another backlog, right? So people who are applying for work visas or people who are applying for green cards to join their spouses or their children or their parents here in the United States are not able to do so. You know, the cancellation of flights, obviously, in and out of certain countries. So we just expect a really long line of people. We at the Berkshire Immigrant Center are still filing for those who are eligible for those different types of immigration status benefits, green cards, work authorization, et cetera. But we know that it's going to be taking a lot longer to get approval and interview dates for those people.